Good morning, church family.
Good morning,
Pastor. I'd like to embarrass one of you in particular. But Jet, stand up, please. Because he would ask to. Because he's a soldier.
Yeah, okay.
Yesterday was his birthday. So today is the first day of his new life. Yes, please be seated. You have a chance to wish him a happy birthday. Brother Jet has been always an angel for our church.
Thank you.
And we appreciate him very much. And we wish him many more beautiful years ahead for him and for his family as well. No one engaged in warfare entangles himself or herself with affairs of this life. You cannot be distracted. When you have a mission, when you have a purpose in life, you cannot allow yourself to be distracted by anything, especially things of this life that can take you in the wrong path. Now, I don't know, some of you may wonder why the title uniform. Be patient, we'll get there. Some of you probably already have an idea. And the word soldier, too. And today's message, we entitle Uniform. We see the term uni in many words, you know, communication, unity, communion. There is something very unique about this word, and that's why we decide to use this today as a title of the message. Some people call the festive days holy days. I don't call them holy days because how many days are holy in a year? 52. Sometimes 53. Depends on the year. But we have only once a week we have a holy day. And that is not, it is not those. So I make a distinction. Festive days, because in my mind, I don't like the world to tell me to mix everything. We need to keep distinction. Because when we keep distinction, we value things according to what they deserve to be valued. Okay? When we mix everything together, everything loses its value. You follow me, right? As a child of God, we cannot afford to be manipulated to a point that we lose the perspective of why we are here, why God has chosen us, and why are we put on the uniform. There are 10 federal special days. All non-essential federal government offices are closed. By the way, I noticed that sometimes the people that work for the government, they want to have any excuse not to go to work. So there are a few days that they don't show up anyway. And those that sometimes we have a hard time getting a good service into some of those departments anyway. All non-essential federal government offices are closed on these special days. Let's see why they are special and when they take place, okay? New Year's Day, everybody knows. First day, right? I think the first day of each year should be a day for us to work instead of imagine what message we send before we start working, we rest first. This is always on January 1st and recognize the start of a new year calendar. In advance, Happy New Year, everyone. So then, another one that just came, Martin Luther King Jr.'s Day. I don't feel very comfortable, and please don't take me out of a context. Let me finish my whole sentence before you pass judgment, okay, please. I think it's a disservice to name this day Martin Luther King's Day, because it's not really, we are not really honoring him as a person. What we are honoring is what he stood for, what he dedicated his life for. And sadly, some people have used such a wonderful a ministry that he has done and turned into a racial thing. And I think that we have harmed the cause more. I think he would be present today. He probably will not approve many the usage of people do from this day. This day is to celebrate equality, rights that everybody has. And so I applaud this man for what he did with his life. And sadly, sometimes people misuse the whole purpose of what he did. And I always admire him. I believe that what he stood for was not only for one particular race, but for all races, because he was trying to bring equality, peace, understanding. This special day is the third Monday in January. It honors civil rights leader Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Then, of course, President's Day. It is commonly called the President's Day. The legal name of this special day is Washington's birthday. It is celebrated on the third Monday of February. And that is the President George Washington and Abraham Lincoln, two very special individuals that dedicate their lives to make this country the way it is now. Then there's a Memorial Day. This special day starts in the 19th century to honor soldiers who gave their lives in a civil war. It also includes those who serve their country in later wars as well. It is the first Monday in May. The last Monday in May. Independence Day, we all know that one, right? 4th of July, when we celebrate the fact that we have the blessing to be part of a very unique, very special country in this world. I don't know about you, but I'm very blessed to be part of this country. And I always celebrate and I always thank God not only to give us a place where law and order still exist, distance is still there, and we are very blessed to be part of this country. So how many people wish to be here, and some make a lot of sacrifice to try to be here, legally or illegally, they try to be here no matter what. And so we are very blessed. And then Labor Day. Labor Day should be a day that we should work, but now Labor Day, they want to have it off. This is the day that celebrates achievement of workers and labor movement. It is the first Monday in September. Who day is this one? It lately has been very polemical because a lot of people don't want to celebrate this day anymore. There are people that even went and broke his statue and everything else. There are people angry. Columbus Day. This day honor Christopher Columbus. Columbus discovered America and October. So no, he did not. And they go on and on. Yes, October 12, 1492. It is celebrated on the second Monday in October. Veterans Day. Veterans Day observed on 2 days from now. And that's why we decide to use the title, the uniform. It is a day that is observed. It is the American name for the day celebrating the end of the World War I. On this day, the U.S. honors all veterans, whether they served in a war or not. Now, at this time, I'd like to ask anyone here who is using or right now on the service or has used to be in the service, would you please stand up? Yes, the two of you. Yes, who else? All right, anybody else who served and is serving or serve? Now, we as a church, we are citizens. We like to salute you and express to you our gratitude for having the courage to put on the uniform. Amen. All right? Come on, church. What is the about amen? I said, amen. Say it. Yes. Be expressive. Yeah. Yes, thank you so much. The country is powerful as long as they recognize those who serve the country. We become weaker the day that we stop appreciating those that have the courage to put on the uniform. And so we salute you and we appreciate very much what you, the courage that you have to put on the uniform. So, yes, in 1954, long time ago, President Dwight Eisenhower signed a bill proclaiming November 11 as the Veterans Day. So, yes, we celebrate and we wish you. Sometimes it's very sad that veterans is one of the people, the group of people in our country that is being neglected. It is very sad when I see homeless people in the streets, you know, slaves of drugs, and they do not receive the proper attention. It breaks my heart. I hope that we can honor these people better. Thank you to all our veterans. And yes, we are honor all who serve and those who are still serving. Okay? So why uniform? Why do we chose this word unit? Unit means one. And of course, all of us here know what the form means. All right? One form. Nothing to mix. It's just one. Let me give you a dictionary definition. Having always the same form, meaning remain faithfully, remain the same, uniform, manner or degree, not changing back and forth, uniform procedures. And as an example, consistent in conduct or opinion. I like this, especially when it's pertaining to our faith. By the way, now I can say when we ask those that have served to, that has put a uniform to stand up, I want you to realize that all of us here are wearing a uniform. Now the colors of uniform depends on your attitude and the way you live your life. Amen. So have that in mind as we continue. Uniform interpretation of laws. Of the same form with others, conform to one rule or mode. Presenting an unvaried appearance of surface pattern or color. Now, how many of you here like to watch sports? Yeah, I confess, don't worry about it. I like sports, I always have. I like to watch tennis. I like Formula One. I like basketball. Only the final, the championship. I can stand watching before that. The same thing, baseball. I like only at the end when the elimination process. And I couldn't believe the Dodgers were going to do any good, especially when they play against the San Diego. It looks like San Diego was going to go, but the Dodgers found a way and they won. And so we also football. But there is one thing that called my attention towards the message today. They all have to wear uniform. They all have to have their colors. If you watch soccer, when the individuals score a goal, you notice that they pick up the symbol, the label that usually there is a symbol of their shirt, and they do like this, and they kiss. It is a sign to tell everybody in the public, we share something in common. We have the same uniform. We have the same cause. And it's kindly to send a message to those that are the supporters. I don't know how many of you have watched football, but I see the Chiefs playing, and the whole stadium looks like it's just red. everything red, because that's the main color they have, red and white. But thousands and thousands. And I used to tell my wife, look at this. Look at their church. That's their church. That's what they spend money, and that's what they do. That's the way they relax for the week, is to go to this church. And they go there and they defend their colors. They invest money. They invest time. And I wonder why we as Christians don't have some kind of same attitude. Why don't we honor our colors a little bit more? Why don't we wear our uniform with more distinction? Why do we not wear our stripes? And by the way, our five here and five here. 10 stripes. Some Christian goes around in uniform with missing one stripe. How many stripes do you have? How do we wear your uniform? There is this. This is actually an ad that says, one-stop shop for your uniforms and brand needs. And they also have this. We make uniforms. Do you know that God makes uniforms? According to Romans, Romans chapter 2, when he made you, he stamped you with his character. Amen. That stamping is the uniform that he gave you to wear. As long as you wear that uniform, you are safe. But if you take off the uniform, you put in jeopardy your career, your life, everything else. So stand up and wear the uniform. Have you noticed the people in uniform, if they come to the base, and those are here, their servant can tell me this, is the sergeant, or probably a sergeant or somebody will come to you and say, if there is something wrong on the uniform, they'll notice right away, right? I see one military, he's, yep, I know. And why they are so picky about the minimal detail, if there is something, a little spot there, why they are so picky about such a thing? Because those little things in uniform, it reflects the entire personality. If you're sloppy with your uniform, you'll be sloppy with your life. With the life of those that you're supposed to defend, you will compromise your whole mission if you're sloppy with something that is so sacred. Yes, wear a uniform. It doesn't matter what kind of uniform do you wear. Some of you here have to wear a uniform as a doctor, some as a nurse, some as a Coast Guard, right, Sister Helene, as a Coast Guard, or a Marine, or a cashier. It can be many different ways you can wear a uniform. But the most important one that you have is the one who defines you as a candidate to the eternal life. Amen. That is the uniform that you cannot afford to lose. Yes? I don't know how many of you here went to school and had to wear a uniform? Right? Some schools are giving up the uniform, but what it was good about the uniform is that you didn't have all that stress. What I'm going to dress? And also one thing, that the poor and the rich, they look the same. It was a form to bring equality. There was no stress that one individual would come dressed like a peacock, another one was a homeless. No, they all wear the same, and so for a moment, at least they felt the same, that they belong, they are part. And when you come to church, you needed to make sure the uniform is exactly the way God wants, without any any little, you know, problems, make sure that you're sharp. One person once told me that when we come to church, we should come any way we want. I'm going to get myself in trouble even to talk about this. But we gave to this person a biblical example. And I'm going to use this today. Adam and Eve, when they were created, God put on a uniform on them. They didn't see themselves, as long as they had their uniform, they didn't see themselves as naked. They had no reason to be ashamed. But the moment that they showed disloyalty to the commander-in-chief, the moment that they betrayed their cause and they decided to break the law, oops, they were naked. Now they went to do something. They went to hide. Because for the first time, there was fear. So when they took down their uniform, fear came in. You have to wear a uniform so faith will triumph in you, not fear will control you. And so they went to hide. And here comes the commander-in-chief, the sergeant of arms. Where are you? Oh, I could see them there. I could, maybe Adam was tell Eve, shh, quiet. And right there in the bushes, they were already fighting. Said, this, we are here because of you. Why? You didn't have to take it. Why you have to fight? There in the bushes. All because they taint their uniform. They dishonor their uniform. And they lost the privilege to use that. And so when the Lord came, the Lord has to make them another uniform. Because the one that they made for themselves was not good. And somebody comes to tell me that God does not, it doesn't matter how I dress. There is nothing that speaks more about you than the way you dress. It is a very loud statement. The first thing that people hear you say is the way you dress. Dress like you're going to the kingdom. I noticed that sometimes people, they don't care about how they dress to come to church. And yet they go for an interview for a job and they dress like a peacock. Why? Why do you give so much value for something like this when you come in the presence of the Almighty and the presence of those that will be in the kingdom? Do you know now you are around people that you'll be throughout eternity? Look at the people around you. They all candidates to be forever in the presence of God. Amen. Can you meet any more important people than the one that you have right beside you now? Sometimes we make such a big fuss about somebody who show up on television, on a movie or something, all these stars, falling stars, yes, stars. And they like, notice that they call themselves celebrity. You know the word celebrity means, right? Celestial. Just like the Greek gods. They think they are gods. Sometimes they talk like they think they are somebody. They are just human beings, nothing else. Yes, we do thank those that have the courage to put on the uniform. But realize this, we all have a uniform. Abba's character is Abba's uniform. The Bible tells us that love is the essence of his uniform. You cannot say that you're wearing the uniform if there is no love in you. because it is the value that describes God. 1 John 4:8, anyone who knows what love is, if you don't know who God is, if you know God, you know what love is, because God is love. Now, Abaddon is different. For him, he wants to destroy. So his uniform is tainted with rebellion. Now, you belong to your father, the devil, Jesus Christ said. You want to do what he wants. He was a murderer from the beginning and was against the truth. In other words, he always has been in war against those that wears the uniform of God. Always. He was in heaven and will continue because there is no truth in him. Where he tells a lie, he is, shows really what he's all like, because he is a liar and he's been the father of lies for always. John 8:44, New Century Version. Now continue. Paul says this, do not be shaped by this world. Don't put the world's uniform. Don't take the world's stripes. You already have 10 stripes, and that will give you eternal life. Instead, be changed with the new way of thinking. Then you will be able to decide what God wants for you. We used these verses in last week, if you remember. We will know what is good and pleasing to him and what is perfect. That is Romans 12, verse 2, New Century Version. Continue, Paul says, therefore, come out from among them and be separated. Remember, look at you, your uniform. See who is the one who is your commander in chief, who has authority over your life, the one who provides, who cares, and will protect you. Do not touch anything unclean, especially when you are dressed with the uniform. You don't want any of that to mess up your uniform. Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you. 2 Corinthians 6:17, New King James Version. Now, if you see this picture, what do you think this is? The Bible says there was war in heaven. Why? Because Satan, Lucifer, decided that he wants to play by a different rule. One person one time said he was part of the team, and he decided that he didn't want to follow the rules. He said that I don't want to wear the uniform. I don't like anybody to tell me how I should dress. And then, why are you here? This person asked, why are you trying to impose your views on me? Then God gave us the calm, and I asked that individual, as you hear yourself saying that we are trying to make you wear a uniform that you do not want to wear, do you want to continue to be part of the team? The person says, yes, that has nothing to do with what I'm saying. I says, oh, yes, it does. Imagine a football game. Now everybody's dressed. That team is dressed with their colors, and here's this team is dressed their color, and it's time to go in. The two teams go in to start the game. But here comes one player of that particular team with a different color. The colors doesn't match his team. It doesn't match the other team. It is my colors. It's my uniform. What happened? What do you think is going to happen to that individual? First, all the people, you know, the thousands of people is going to say, is this person lost his marbles? What is this? Is this a clown, or what is going on? That person won't play the game unless he goes back and put on the uniform, right? Jesus talks about a parable. There was a banquet, and somebody was not dressed properly. to be there. What does the Bible says? That person was taken out. Same thing as in a church. Sometimes churches are very lenient in applying discipline because they see discipline as a form of punishment. Discipline is not punishment. When you love somebody, you correct that person. You assist that person to do the right thing. Imagine a parent who says, you know, I love my kids so much that I want him or her to do whatever they want. And there are some individuals like that. Notice that I didn't say there are parents like that, because that's not parenting. There are some individuals like that, they're messed up. Some people, they are so self-centered that they don't care about anybody else. They want to wear their own uniform. It doesn't match anybody. That will not be uniform, because the word uniform means that you are part of a group. You are part of a corporation, organization. So the first war, it started like this. Then there was war in heaven, which is hard to understand. But Michael and his angels fought against the dragon and his angels. One third of them. Can you believe how many he convinced to drop the real uniform and pick up another uniform? And then once that you have a different uniform from God, there was a war that took place. Yes, it says, this great dragon, the ancient serpent called the devil or Satan, which means Shatan, means adversary, the one who deceived the whole world, was thrown down from the earth to the earth. At that time, he was not really thrown to the earth, because the earth did not exist yet. This is just an expression, because he was turned out of heaven into the abyss. Okay? Another word in the Bible for the abyss is the grave. It's like a place where there was no anybody else. He and his angels were only there. He was almost sent to prison in that sense. Because when the Bible talks about the 1,000 years, he will be also like in abyss, in prison. So that's what it means. But later on, the earth was created, and he came asking, can I stay for a day? Have you everybody, somebody knocked at your door, something like, can I stay, Mom? Can I stay just for a day? And a day turned into a month turned into a year, and a year comes to, it happens. The war on earth, yes, took a bite. And I already know, as just that bite brought death to all of us. The first victims, who was the first person to be murdered in the Bible? No, Cain. I heard somebody giving the right answer. The first person was Eve. The second was Adam. The third was Cain. Pastor, I think the third was Abel. Abel was a victim. Cain died before he killed. Do you follow me? He died before he killed. The moment that he conceived in his heart to kill his brother, he was dead. And so the fourth was actually Abel. Yes, his brother came and took his life. And you know that Cain was told by his father and his mother that he was supposed to be the Messiah, and raise him with the idea that he was going to be the deliverer. And he became the symbol of rebellion. He became the Shatan among humans. Yes, the first victims. John 1 verse 14, New King James, says this, and the world became flesh and dwelt among us. So God, the creator Abba himself said, you know, my creation messed up. I need to go down and put on their uniform. And he came and took our flesh, our humanity upon himself so that he could represent us. Instead, he gave us his divine privileges. He took the humble position of a slave, of a servant, and was born as a human being. Yes, he took our uniform when he appeared in human form. Philippians 2 verse 7, New Living Translation. Continue, Paul says, and if one member suffers, what happened? All members suffer. That is uniform. That is unity. If we are one, if one is attacked, all of us are attacked. If one suffers, all of us suffer. If one receives glory, all of us partake of that glory. When there is a victory, even though, for example, some of you in an election, you had one vote, but if with that vote, so many other votes and become a majority, you can say, we won, even though you put only one vote there. Is the same thing, the unity. The church is all of us together. Christ is the head. We, all the parts, are the body of Christ. If one suffers, we all suffer. If one member is honored, everybody is honored. All the members rejoice with it. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 26, New King James. Continue, Paul says, fight the good fight of faith. Notice that the good fight is only defines the fight that is of faith. Any other good, all the fights are not good, but fight for your faith is a good fight. Lay hold on eternal life. Lay hold on eternal life. And it says, to which you were also called and assigned, and have confessed the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. 1 Timothy 6:12, New King James as well. Paul continues saying, for we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places. Yes, brothers and sisters, our fight, it is a big fight. But remember, the Lord Jesus Christ is our commanding chief. Ephesians 6, verse 12, New Living Translation. Paul continues by saying, so let's not get tired of doing what is good. Let's not give up. Once that you put the uniform, you have to stand and you have to fight. Don't give up. It says, at just the right time, we will receive the reward. We will receive the blessings. We will harvest the blessing if we don't give up. And by the way, anybody who puts on the uniform, you have to put in your mind, I cannot dishonor this uniform by giving up, by surrendering. I will have to stand up until the end. And this is in Galatians 6, verse 9, New Living Translation. I have fought the good fight. Have you? It is a good fight. And what is the good fight that Paul talks about? Remember the verses before? The good fight of faith. And then it says, I have finished the race. If you fight but you don't finish, your fight is all in vain. If you stay in the church for, let's see if you live up to 100 years. I wish one of you say, amen. We want to live a long life. It says, let's see if you live 100 years. After this 100 years, you have been in church for 95 years. You have been in church. Let's see, you're baptized when you're 5. No, you're baptized when you're 10. 90 years you stay in the church. But the last month of your life, you decide to, you had enough. What is going to happen to all those 90 some years that you have been in church? The Bible says clearly, those that remain faithful to the end. A journey is meaningless if you quit after half of the path, half the way you quit. If you get almost there, remember I say here to always the time, the person who's almost saved is 100% lost. I have remained faithful. This is beautiful. This is one of my favorite verses in the Bible. I fought the good fight. I have finished the race, and I remain faithful. 2 Timothy 4, verse 7, New Living Translation. And Paul continues, put on God's armor. Put on God's uniform so that you will be able to stand firm against all strategies of the devil. Ephesians 6, verse 11, New Living Translation. Yes, brothers and sisters, Abba's armor, Abba's uniform, it is God's character that we have to put upon ourselves. Many people look at the Ten Commandments as a set of laws. The Ten Commandments is actually the reflection of what God is all about. If you want to know, and some people think that the Ten Commandments was given 3,500 years ago. And some churches even argue the fact that this is the Mosaic, this is the Israelites, and they try to call this Moses' law. This law existed before Moses. This law existed even before the angels were created. Love of God is reflected in the love to others. And that is the whole armor of God. Like I said in the beginning, if you have only four stripes here and five here, it won't do it. Your uniform will have something missing. Your uniform will be disqualified. Abba's uniform, it is God's character. And he says this to you and to me. If you love me, if you want to really say that you are part of my army, you must have my commandments in your life. Keep my commandments, and then you'll be a real soldier, my kind of soldier. Yes, with God's power, work in us. God can do how much? Much, much more than anything that we can imagine. If we have God's uniform, if God is really part of our life. Thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 15, 57. And then, brothers and sisters, when this happens, this scripture will be made true. Death will be defeated. If you hang in there long enough, you'll see death will be defeated. Why? Because Abaddon, the creator of death, will be defeated as well. I try to make this as dramatic as possible according to my limited capabilities. But the Bible describes the end of Abaddon. The Bible describes what will be the end of all evil. It says that the people of God is going to come with Jesus Christ inside of the New Jerusalem. And it says that Satan and all the evil people will be resurrected. And the Bible says that Satan is going to call all of them into a meeting and is going to plan to create some weapons. And they said that he's going to use these weapons to attack the last act of evil. Do you know one thing about evil that many people miss sometimes? Evil is suicidal. It is self-destructive. Anybody who hates becomes the first victim of their own desire to kill. Hate is the absence of life. That's what it is. A person who hates is dying. And by the way, scientifically we can prove that the person who has hate already has an immune system compromised, because your depression, your emotions, you know, your body reacts in a negative way towards those emotions. Just the opposite, when you are full of joy, full of hope, your immune system benefits from it. And we have a physician here present that can confirm those things. Okay, so what happened is that they're going to attack. And they're going to try to destroy what cannot be destroyed. He tried that once and got him into an abyss. But this time, he's going to go for the whole thing. He's going to use every single power, destructive power, that a human mind cannot even imagine. And he's going to push a button. A button that he cannot unpush. Just to give you folks a tiny little idea. Do you know how much nuclear power the United States have right now? The United States alone, not talking about Russia, China, Israel, and all the nations, India, all the nations that already have nuclear power. Just think about just the United States. If the United States push all those buttons, the United States can destroy the whole world many times over. Now imagine Satan without nobody controlling him. And this is going to be pushed, this massive force to destroy. And what is going to happen? Everything that exists right now will be destroyed. The Bible says that Lucifer is going to be there in that massive destruction that he causes. All the evil people is going to be there. And the Bible symbolically says, there is death will be also inside of that lake of fire. And it says also inside of the lake of fire, there will be also all evil is going to be there. And this massive destructive power is going to consume earth. Everything is going to disappear. But don't worry. You're not going to be there. You're going to be up there. And then the Lord will create home for us again. Those of you that has the right uniform, you'll be able to see your new home. Amen. But remember, keep on the stripes. Wear that uniform with dignity, with honor, with loyalty, with commitment. Be excellent on the things of eternal life. Don't be negligent. Take the time to stand up for what is good, and good will be always available to you. Now, let's sing together. Onward, Christian soldiers.